So you submit your paper to a journal, but not everyone on that journal's editorial board might be an expert in your area of study. Do you agree? Who do you think it is better to look over your research?
Eu acho que é um bocado difícil tu conseguir pessoas no editorial board que sejam todas experts in your subject.
I think it's difficult to find people on the editorial board that are experts in your subject. On the one hand, it's good if there are people from other fields, but I find it very important to have people that use the same animal or the same biological model as you. I've seen many bad papers in very good journals, such as Cell. I know people who have worked for Cell, and many of the papers on zebrafish that have been published in the journal have been bad. To explain better, they are well-told stories, but the experiments they put in show that zebrafish experts will doubt the quality of the experiment control and the images they use.
Então, pronto, zebrafish devem conhecer alguém do laboratório ao lado que faz isso, então fazem umas experiências assim um bocado às três pancadas.
Is this your opinion or your peers in general?
Os meus colegas também, creio.
My colleagues as well, I guess. For example, I did my PhD with zebrafish, but most people in my group worked with mice. I found it very hard to show to my supervisor that my experiments were important, because he thought in a very different way. Each animal model has its strengths, so in general, it's good that there's not only someone from your field controlling your work, but also someone who knows how your animal model works.
Da tua área, mas mais importante até, ou seria igualmente importante que houvesse alguém que soubesse o suficiente do teu modelo animal também.
How would you describe the international dimension of the peer review process? This is a very general approach. From your experience, have you noticed that the country you come from plays a relevant role or influences the peer review process in general?
É assim, eu trabalhei em três sítios. Trabalhei em Portugal, trabalhei na Holanda e agora estou a trabalhar aqui.
I've worked in three different places, Portugal, the Netherlands and the UK. More than the country you come from, I think the strongest influence is who is submitting the paper. In the Netherlands, I worked with the best Dutch scientists who publish in Nature, Cell and Science every year.
Nature, Cell, Science, todos os anos, assim.
The fact that he's Dutch, does it have any impact because it's a developed, more credible country?
I'm thinking of what I would feel as a reviewer. Would that have any influence? Maybe the lab influences directly because you either know or you don't know the institute. You tend to believe more in the institution you know. For example, there are lots of issues related to publication fraud in China. People tend to think Taiwan or Hong Kong are reliable, but mainland China is a bit doubtful. Also, there are other factors that have a strong influence, like how good your English is. I know people who work in ecology in Brazil, and their supervisors would rather publish in less good or local journals because their English is not good enough.
This is related to another question I had. So I guess many studies and papers are undermined because of the language.
Definitely. Science is a business. It's very much about the way you sell your story. I've become more and more convinced that good supervisors are those who give a twist to your story. I saw this in papers that I wrote that were checked by my superiors. My written English is not bad, but it's not a perfect academic English. A less well-written story has fewer chances of going through the editorial board.
And what happens to those studies? Do they lose the chance to go beyond the borders, so to say?
Most of the times, when the study is not in English, you get in PubMed the title in English and the paper in whatever language it was written. People have access to the paper. The question is whether they have the language knowledge to understand it. There was a Brazilian colleague who asked me to translate a paper from Portuguese into English. Otherwise, the paper wouldn't have been published beyond the Portuguese-speaking community. This happens quite a lot. And there was quite an arrogant tendency of asking where the paper was published. If the impact factor is 1 or 0.5, some people think that the story is not true, accurate, or doesn't exist.
Do you agree?
For you to publish a story in a high impact factor journal, you need to have a news story, often more than the quality of what you are telling. Sometimes the news is so big that you don't see enough quality.